The 2015 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was announced this morning in Stockholm for work that has enormous implications for human health. NPR science correspondent Jill Palka tuned into the news conference and reports the prize rewarded a better understanding of how cells work.
Just after 11:45 a.m. Stockholm time, the Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy, Göran Hansson, made the announcement everyone was waiting for.
Årets pris handlar om cellens verktygslåda för att reparera DNA.
Hansson was quick to help out those of us whose Swedish is rusty.
This year's prize is about the cell's toolbox for repairing DNA.
The prize is shared jointly by Thomas Lindahl, Paul Modrich, and Aziz Sanyar. Lindahl is Swedish but works in Britain. Sanyar was born in Turkey but now works at the University of North Carolina. Modrich is from New Mexico, and he works down the road from Sanyar at Duke University, although today he was reportedly paddling a canoe in New Hampshire and not carrying his cell phone. All three worked on what's known as DNA repair mechanisms. Lorena Beese collaborates with Paul Modrich at Duke University. She says there are a lot of ways the DNA inside cells can get damaged. Radiation can damage DNA.
UV light can damage DNA. Chemicals can damage DNA. And then if it isn't repaired, then you have errors that occur.
Beese says Modrich and his fellow laureates discovered some of the mechanisms cells use to correct those errors and what goes wrong when those repair mechanisms stop working properly.
If your guardians of the genome aren't working, then these errors accumulate.
And if enough of these errors accumulate, the result can be disease, including cancer.
It's generally believed today that cancer is a disease of genome instability, DNA damage.
That's today's winner, Thomas Lindahl, speaking at a conference at the National University of Ireland in Galway earlier this year.
The more we know about how DNA is damaged and how it's repaired, the more effective it can be in devising methods to eradicate cancer cells specifically without harming normal cells.
Developing cancer therapies based on DNA repair mechanisms is an active field of research. Lorena Beese says this year's Nobel Prize is a good example of the importance of basic research.
These are fundamental discoveries of life processes, and you never know where they're going to lead.
Beese says she worries that nowadays there's too much emphasis on what's called translational research, research aimed more directly at finding treatments for disease.
But these basic science discoveries, you're not going to get the translational research without this basic science.
She hopes this year's Nobel Prize will remind people of that. Joe Palka, NPR News.